Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The jury's hands were tied by the court in the Planned Parenthood civil trial. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, Liberty Counsel, as you know, reported the jury verdict, and it went in favor of Planned Parenthood in the civil case in which Planned Parenthood sued Sandra Merritt, David Layden, and the Center for Medical Progress regarding the undercover investigation of Planned Parenthood's trafficking of human baby body parts. You ask, how in the world could a jury come to this kind of a conclusion, ruling in favor of Planned Parenthood? The damages that will be assessed will be tripled, which means that they will exceed $2 million in damages, not counting attorney's fees and costs, which the RICO claim allows them to pursue. Well, the problem is that, Matt, the judge, from the beginning, not only tied our hands in terms of the evidence that we were allowed to present, severely restricting the evidence, but also continually instructing the jury during the trial and at the very end, before they began their deliberation, giving them a 110-page jury instruction that tied their hands.
Yeah, this is a textbook case of the fix was in. This is San Francisco's U.S. District Court Judge William Orrick III, and he's the founder of the Good Samaritan Family Resource Center, which, get this, houses the Planned Parenthood of Northern California. You want to talk about a overt conflict of interest? If there was ever a case wherein a judge should have recused himself for not just the appearance of a conflict, but an overt conflict, this is the case. Yet he didn't. He stayed in and he fixed the game. He instructed them to determine that the defendants here, represented by Liberty Counsel and others, David DeLayden, the Center for Medical Progress, Sandra Merritt, were guilty. They didn't even have an option to determine the guilt or innocence, and the evidence that would have proven their defense, he kept out.
That's
but
right.
Doesn't every American citizen have the right to a fair trial? If you feel like there's going to be some kind of prejudice, don't you hold the trial in a neutral area? You wouldn't strategically have it in San Francisco where you know you're not going to get a fair trial and you're going to get this judge who has obvious relation with Planned Parenthood. And then you ask him to recuse himself and he does not do that. Doesn't that pretty much
Well, sometimes you actually do ask for the trial to be moved to a different location. But in this case, the problem is with the judge restricting the evidence and therefore not allowing a fair playing field, a fair trial. And in this 110-page jury instruction. Now, this was read to the jury. It took about 2 hours or so for the judge to read it. This is a 110-page jury instruction. And in part, I'll just get some bullet points. He told the jury, this case is not about Planned Parenthood's illegal or unethical conduct. He repeated this throughout the trial every day when the defense managed to get any evidence admitted about Planned Parenthood's conduct. He would say, now this case is not about Planned Parenthood's illegal or unethical conduct.
But that's why Sandra and David pursued this case, because they saw this happening.
And that goes to the heart of their defense.
Exactly.
The two exceptions to the recording law in California are that the conversation is not confidential, and it cannot be confidential if it's in a public place where people can overhear you. So that's very relevant. Mm-hmm. And if the people doing the recording had a reasonable basis to believe that the person being recorded was engaging in illegal conduct. So it's essential to the case.
Trafficking now, body parts.
In
illegal.
Addition to saying this case is not about Planned Parenthood's illegal or unethical conduct, he also said that you cannot use the videos. He said the jury, you cannot use the content of the videos themselves to determine whether the defendants had a reasonable belief that Planned Parenthood was committing crimes. Now, there was only two videos that got introduced because he excluded everything else, and one was a 4.5-minute video of Dr. Nucatola, a senior medical director of Planned Parenthood Abortion Facility, and she intentionally altered the abortion procedures in order to harvest intact body parts, and that is illegal. And the judge says, I know you saw that video, but you can't consider it as a basis for their belief that Planned Parenthood was committing illegal acts.
What?
Yeah. But then he also said this, Matt, he says, whether a conversation is sensitive or confidential is not relevant to recording claims. And that's exactly what the statute does say, that the two-party consent is not required if the conversation is not confidential, and it's not confidential if it's in a public place where it can be overheard by
this,
other people.
So this boggles the mind. So literally, the two exceptions that would provide the open and shut defense for Sandra Merritt and David DeLayden, he said that those two express statutory exceptions were not relevant or even admissible.
Right. And then he also said this, the First Amendment is not a defense in this case. So you can't raise this as a First Amendment defense. Now, along with that, since he said the First Amendment's not a defense, he also allowed RICO, the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Law. It's a federal law, and it was designed in the 70s to go after mafia, organized crime. And once you had an underlying violation alleged, then you superimpose RICO on top of it. And what does RICO do? Whatever the damage award is, it triples it.
And treble damages.
Treble damages. So if you get $1 million, you get $3 million. And then it also provides attorney's fees and costs to the prevailing party.
Yeah, but didn't the Supreme Court nix that when,
they did.
In favor
in
of
in the context
pro-life
of pro-life speech?
Yeah.
It was a multi-year litigation that went on for some long time that finally made its way to the U.S. Supreme Court called Scheidler versus National Organization for Women. And that case ultimately ruled, because the lower courts applied RICO to the pro-life sidewalk counselors and picketers, applied RICO to them, trying to wipe out their resources and punish them. And the Supreme Court said, no, that's a violation of the First Amendment.
Well, speaking of the First Amendment, you know, journalists do this kind of investigation all the time to reveal information for the public interest.
Yeah.
So how can this not apply to the First Amendment?
It has to be a First Amendment issue.
No way.
That's why there's so many bases to appeal the case. The court also told the jury, and this is before they even got a chance to go and deliberate, he said, the court already has determined that the defendants are liable for trespass. What? Now, what would that be referring to? These are recordings that occurred in restaurants or in conference centers.
Or in elevators with other people.
Or in elevators. At no time. These were public places. And in fact, in one of the recordings that was not allowed to be shown, the recording began and Sandra and David asked, do we need to shut the door? And the person said, no, this is not confidential. I'll tell you if it becomes confidential. And she never said that it was confidential.
And they also had them at conferences where they followed proper protocol
right,
to get
and
to the conference.
At no time did anybody ever say,
you have to leave.
Right. Yeah. And they resisted that.
So give us some good news, Matt. Where does it go from here? Can we appeal this?
God has a plan. That's a good news.
Well, yes, we will appeal it. We will definitely appeal the case. And we'll continue to keep you involved in that process. It is a massive record, as you can imagine, because we've been in court for 6 weeks. And so there's also depositions that were taken that are videotaped depositions that were shown to the jury. So there's a lot of record that's going to go up on the Court of Appeals. It's to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals out west. And then perhaps after that to the U.S. Supreme Court. So continue to keep our case in your prayers, Sandra Merritt in your prayers, David DeLayden, and others, the whole legal team. because it's been a long, exhausting, highly expensive case, and it's certainly far from over. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Sandra, lc.org/Sandra, for more information. This is the most important case, I think, ever involving Planned Parenthood, revealing what's going on in these abortion facilities. So don't get discouraged. We're not stopping. We're going to continue. Stand with us with prayer and your support. lc.org/Sandra.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.